Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Rabbi ighfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me.
Rabbi ighfirli, 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 Rabbi ighfirli. Bestow your mercy upon me, Ya Allah. I lift up my hands, I turn to you. Bestow your mercy upon me, Ya Allah. Rabbi ighfirli, 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 Rabbi ighfirli. I turn to you, so full of shame. Oh, my heart is dark, instill your light. I turn to you, so full of shame.
My butterflies, have you heard that people around the world are experiencing rain? We're getting so much rain that our dams that once used to be dried out and was getting to a point where we needed to have water shedding are now full and overflowing, alhamdulillah. But did you also know there are certain people in certain parts of the world that aren't getting enough rain? Those people are going into drought. They're having less water than what they need. Then we have people on the opposite end of the world who have lots and lots of water. In fact, it's not the amount of water that can be helpful, but the amount of water that goes into flooding and devastation. That's why our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always taught us to read the dua for beneficial rain. By reading the dua, Allah will give you enough rain. This amount of rain will be enough to cure your thirst, give you enough water so that we'll be able to bath and be clean and have water for our gardens and our pools and everything else. But not so much water that everything gets flooded. Did you know, butterflies, Aisha radiallahu anha once said that when the strong wind brought dense clouds and it started blowing, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face would turn pale with the fear of Allah. He'd recite a prayer, and then when it began to rain, he'd be happy again. So one day she asked him why every time there were clouds and wind he would be worried and turn pale and fear Allah, and when it rained he was happy again. Other people were happy when it would start raining. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then taught us that the people of Ad were punished by the wind. They were happy when they brought clouds because they thought it brought rain. But those clouds brought no rain, but only destruction. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam even taught us that we must fear Allah, but we must also know that Allah is the most merciful. So believe in the mercy of Allah and Allah will be happy and have mercy on you. Remember, butterflies, even though we do so much wrong, even though we commit so many sins, if Allah wanted to punish us in this world, He could send earthquakes and lightning and fear. But instead, Allah gives us beautiful days with light rain, amazing sunshines too, isn't it? So that we can play outside and have fun. Butterflies, did you know? One day while Anas radiallahu anhum was alive, it was very dark during the daytime. So they went to him and said, "Did you ever see such a thing in the Prophet's time?" He replied, "I seek refuge in Allah. In those days, if the breeze grew a little stronger than normal, we'd hasten and rush towards the masjid, because we thought the last day was coming." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever there was a storm, he'd get perturbed and worried and go to the masjid. My butterflies, now when it rains, don't you rather stay indoors and get lazy to go to the masjid? Why? Because you might get a little wet from the rain. But in the time of the Sahaba, they would run especially in the rain because they knew the harm it could bring. Come on, butterflies. The next time it's a storm, if you're a little girl, stay at home and read 2 extra rakats of Salah. Thank Allah for giving you rain and ask Allah for forgiveness. And if you're a little boy, take daddy's hand and rush to the masjid. Who knows, maybe that deed alone will take you to Jannah. Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, we'll take some calls. Stay tuned.
Sadness, depression, it fills the lives of people every day. Hunger is a way of life. If you open your eyes, you'll see.
This is not the way I pictured it in my eye. In a perfect world, everybody smiles. Allah has given us glad tidings from above.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it's 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
Allah.
Right, butterflies, let's take some callers now. Assalamu alaikum.
Sam.
And who am I speaking to?
Juwadia.
Juwadia, where are you calling from?
Ian.
MashaAllah, and how old are you?
7.
How old?
7.
7, MashaAllah. And Juwadia, when are you coming to visit us in studio?
We go on Sunday.
Oh, inshallah. But I'm not here on a Sunday.
Okay, well, Friday.
Will you come on Friday?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to wait for you, all right?
Okay.
Tell me, who's your message for today?
My nanny, my daddy, and all the my mommy, and my uncle, and my brother, and my nan, and my aunt, and all the Muslims.
And Jamal Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite of all?
Al-Zirati.
Okay, we're going to play it for you, okay?
See, can my brother speak?
Okay, call your brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and what's your name?
Umar.
Umar, how old are you?
5.
MashaAllah, will you come with your sister to the studio?
From land.
InshaAllah. And tell me, who's your message for?
My mommy, my sister, my nan, and my papa. My daddy.
And who else?
And all the Muslims.
And Jamal Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Asbi Rabbi.
Okay, we're going to ask our engineer to play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. All right, let's go listen to a nasheed. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allahu,
Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it is 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
Tere sadqe mein aaka saare jahan ko deen mila be deenon ne kalma padha. صدقے میں آقا سارے جہاں کو دین ملا بے دینوں نے کلمہ پڑھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی خیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ
Let's read a story all about fun in the rain. It was dark outside. The clouds were gathering. The boys and girls playing outside knew they had to come in. All of a sudden, there was lightning and thunder. The little boys and girls were very scared, but they knew they would be safe inside by the will of Allah. Slowly but surely, the rain began to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. the window pane splattering the glass with large drops of water.
I want to go outside, Mommy, said little Aisha.
She was bored and didn't want to play inside. She wanted to be outside having fun in the sun.
You can't go outside, my darling, or you're going to get sick. This is not a light drizzle where you can play in the rain. This is a heavy rain. You'll get soaking wet.
But, Mommy, I don't know what to do inside, said little Aisha.
Okay, said Mum. Come on, let's go play a game. Together, little Aisha, her brother Harun, and the whole family decided they would sit together and play a game. They decided to play I Spy with My Little Eye. Butterflies, do you like playing I Spy with My Little Eye? Do you know how to play it? Why not ask Mummy and Daddy to show you? Slowly but surely, as the rain fell, Mummy said she'd start. I spy with my little eye something beginning with a Q.
I wonder what it is, said Harun.
I know what it is, said Aisha. Something beginning with a Q is Q for Quran.
That's right, said Mummy,
because we know listening to the words of the Quran and even reading the Quran brings a great reward. I spy with my little eye something beginning with a M.
A letter M? Said Aisha.
Yes, said Mummy.
I know what it is, said Harun.
The letter M is for Musalla. I spy with my little eye something beginning with an M for Musalla.
That's right, said Mummy. Because we know reading Salah is the best way to get close to Allah.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with a C. Butterflies, do you know what it is? We have some callers. Let's take them now.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Sakia.
Where are you calling from?
Zakaria Park.
Oh, mashallah. And how old are you?
10.
Okay. Tell me, my darling, who's your message for today?
My mommy, my daddy, my grandfather, my grandmother, my daddy, my dada, you and the whole ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And Juma Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Hey Little Fish.
Okay. We're going to ask our engineer to check for it, okay? Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. And who am I speaking to?
Naila.
Naila, where are you calling from?
Greenside.
And how old are you?
7.
MashaAllah, who's your message for?
My mommy, my daddy, my daddy, my dada, my nani, and you and the ummah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And Juma Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite?
Hey, Little Fish.
Also? All right. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Butterflies, before we take any more callers, let's go on with our story. Mummy said, I have one more. Okay, let's hear it, said the children. I spy with my little eye something beginning with the letter T.
I know what it is, said Aisha. T is for tasbih.
That's right, said Mummy.
T is for tasbih because we make tasbih and we make the dhikr of Allah.
We use the beads to remind us how far we're going, how many we've read, so we can keep count. We make the dhikr of Allah and keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah because we want Allah to reward us. Remember, every time you think of Allah, Allah will remember you. And we want Allah to remember us all the time. The children had lots of fun looking for all the things in the home that they could play I Spy for. And each and every one of them knew that this would bring them even closer to Allah. They used the different words in the home to find ways to remember Allah
so that Allah would think of them too. When the children were done, they looked outside. Oh my, it was time for even more fun. The rain had stopped, the clouds had cleared, the sun was peeping through. It was time to go and play in the puddles. Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful day it turned out to. Butterflies, let's go for a quick break.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Every time when I'm awake, all things I see, I know it's hard to believe, but it's from the Almighty. When the leaves fall from the tree, every plant that grows on land, when the waves flow in the sea, it's by His command. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la
Let's take one last caller for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Rumaisa.
Rumaisa, where are you calling from?
Six.
Oh, mashallah. And how old are you?
Six.
6 years old. Who's your message for today?
For my nanny, my mommy, my daddy, for my daddy, my dada, and for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my sister Nusayba.
And Jumma Mubarak to you. What nasheed is your favorite? What nasheed is your favorite?
It's my sports on Sunday.
Really? Good luck. All the best, inshallah. You and all your friends would do really well, okay?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, my angel, what nasheed is your favorite quickly for me?
Mera Nabi.
All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
To the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.